An unlikely group of employees are on the front line of dealing with the impacts of homelessness in Anchorage. In Town Square Park, the Parks Department is picking up some of the responsibilities of working with people who have few other places to go. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Roman Rubio's day starts at 4 a.m., shortly before driving in from the valley to a meeting among Anchorage's small battalion of gardeners. He and three other Parks Department workers load equipment into a truck, and by 6:30, they're in Town Square Park, tending to overflowing flower beds and orderly patches of grass.
I think of it as kind of like industrial gardening.
Rubio is an Army brat who moved back to Alaska and has been with the Parks Department in one role or another for almost a decade, working up to his official title as a Gardener 3.
I think of this park as kind of like a oasis in downtown. I mean, I've spent time here in the past, you know, when I used to live in town, like on my days off, and just enjoying it as a space. And I'd like, I guess, to keep it clean enough for others to do the same.
One of the unexpected responsibilities for a Gardener 3 is trash. Lots of it. Rubio and his crew spend the first hour of their Friday morning fanning out with trash bags and garbage pincher stick things, erasing all evidence from the night before.
Food trash, alcohol trash, cigarette butts, bodily fluids.
Really?
Yeah. It's not every day that we get blessed with feces and vomit, but it's pretty frequently.
Every night, a good number of people stay in the park, and Rubio and his crew regularly rouse folks as they start cleaning and setting up sprinklers.
Morning.
Morning.
How's it going?
Good, how about y'all?
All right.
Sitting on one of the stone benches, a middle-aged guy named Willie says the park's employees tend to be a lot friendlier than the bike cops or private security staffers who all start circulating around this time each morning.
Yep, right about this time. I notice it every day you come around.
Willie's friendly, but kind of out of it. He asked me if I smoke weed, and I can't tell if it's an inquisition or an offer. Either way, this is one of the big concerns for the gardeners. They're not always sure what they're in for. One crew member told me she's been followed around the park, and Rubio says someone recently tried to fight him for his coffee mug. And there are a few things that have made this year exceptionally rough. One is more hard drugs.
We've found so many needles here this summer, and that's something that we've never found in the past.
But more than that, Rubio thinks that once people start partying or sleeping in the park, it signals permission, bringing along more people and more of the behaviors that are prompting a response from City Hall and the Assembly.
That is a lot of litter and trash.
Chris Schutte just started as the director for the city's Department of Community and Economic Affairs. He says there's no cost estimate yet for the man hours and maintenance connected to what he calls unsanctioned park activities, but it isn't cheap. And this is one of the fundamental paradoxes of the park. Maintaining a pleasant public space doesn't just bring office workers on lunch breaks, but also residents with few options for where to spend an evening or find a safe place to sleep. It's a question that the Sullivan administration started taking up with a nearby transit center. And now, the new mayor's administration is wading into the issue as well.
We're trying to take a more holistic approach to both because you can't fix one without impacting the other.
Before working for the mayor, Schutte headed the Downtown Partnership, a group that works on behalf of downtown businesses and property owners. In a transition report they prepared for the new administration, the partnership identified Town Square Park as one of its top concerns.
We've been hearing from a lot of our stakeholders that the park and the stigma of the park does have a direct impact on their success as a business or their ability to lease property adjacent to the park.
The park, though, is something of a landmine in Anchorage politics, with many still recalling the long, complicated battle it took to get made in the first place. But Schutte says changes are essential. On top of the nuisance and extra upkeep costs, during the last several years, public safety has eclipsed any discussion of the park's mission within Anchorage.
How do we make this a town square park? How do we make this the central gathering civic space of our community?
In the short term, the administration is looking at patches to current problems, like trimming trees or possibly setting up a charging station so people stop breaking open outlets to charge phones. Longer term, they're planning a community dialogue, convening a group of stakeholders that'll chart a course for how Town Square Park fits into contemporary Anchorage. For Rubio, the daily messes are more of a frustration than anything else. The gardeners pick where to put plants based on activity around the park. We're standing near a well-trod footpath, looking at a battered wad of purple kale.
It'll take a lot of abuse. It's probably not a good thing to advertise, but...
In total, the Parks Department oversees 76,000 flowers, more than 21,000 trees, and about 40,000 shrubs. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.